Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning on the Glenn Beck program, they're going to be airing long segments from the impeachment coverage from the House throughout the day, throughout the show. Glenn Beck on from 9 to 11 here on KNSS. And so you'll be listening. If you're listening to Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock, you're going to hear some coverage of the testimony going on today here in Washington, D.C. today. Glenn Beck program, 9 o'clock every morning right here on KNSS. Tyson Foods stock gained Tuesday after missing earnings estimates.
It was a day for the record books on Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day unchanged. A rarity, the blue chip average hasn't finished a session unchanged in nearly 6 years. Meanwhile, the S&P and the NASDAQ both ending in the green, with the NASDAQ notching yet another record close, its 15th of the year. Disney was the stock of the day, closing up 1% on the launch of its new streaming service, Disney Plus. In fact, the service crashed due to all the downloads. Disney says consumer demand exceeded their expectations. Meanwhile, shares of Kraft Beer Alliance closing up 120% after Anheuser-Busch says it's buying the company outright, snapping up brands like Kona, Red Hook, and Omission. AB and InBev is expanding its craft beer portfolio as sales of light beer fall in the U.S. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is letting the lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting go forward. The justices Tuesday rejected an appeal from Remington Arms that argued a federal law shields firearms manufacturers from liability in most cases when their products are used in crimes. The National Rifle Association was among those urging the court to end the lawsuit against Remington. A new federal lawsuit is aimed at killing plans to build one of the world's biggest methanol refineries along the Columbia River in Washington state. Plans for the $2 billion refinery, shipping terminal, and pipeline project in the small city of Kalama are already stalled after a state board invalidated permits and required further environmental review. Conservation groups challenged a federal permit as well in a complaint filed Tuesday. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And if you've been listening this morning to our coverage of the Wichita City Council meeting yesterday, Rodney Price did a bang-up job, as always, keeping us posted on what's going on there. And there is a focus of attention on Douglas Street in downtown Wichita and what to do. There are people who want to narrow it down. And, let's just go ahead and have our good friend Bill Roy tell us about it. Here, Bill Roy with Wichita Business Journal. Bill, talking about possible changes downtown. Tell us about it, sir.
You bet. The Wichita City Council on Tuesday accepted a $25,000 grant, the money to be used for a temporarily narrowing of a section of Douglas Avenue downtown. If the city moves forward, the money will pay for a third of a pilot program designed to attract more active transportation, such as bikes and scooters, room for runners and walkers. Douglas would be one lane with protected bike lanes on the outside. Boeing delivered 20 commercial jets in October. The company obviously impacted hard by continued grounding of the 737 MAX aircraft. The company delivered a dozen 787 Dreamliners last month, also three 777s, three 767s, one 747, and an older 737 variant for military use. That leaves Boeing with 321 deliveries through the 10th month of the year. And the WBJ has posted photos of its latest dream home. It's a west side home near Cowskin Creek surrounded by 100-year-old trees, docked for access to a pond and 9 acres. It's near Central and Mays. The home is on the market for $1.2 million. Check out the slideshow at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, Bill, and I can understand what people, I guess, are trying to do with that. How many blocks? 6-7 blocks there in downtown Wichita,
right,
Douglas?
Right.
I can understand what they're trying to do, but come on, folks. I mean, this is a personal opinion. Come on. Let's get the traffic going through there. It's, you know, I'm a driver. Yeah. I have to get through. And I'll tell you, as far as running and walking downtown and so forth, I used to run down there. I'd go down to a business specialist down there at Broadway and Douglas in the afternoon sometimes, and run down there and then drive home with my wife. It gave me a little two and a half mile run, and I didn't have any problem downtown running, but I understand. You got to make it safe for the bikers and the people on those scooters, I guess, but I'm voting. I'm like, the mayor was just, he's adamant. Mayor Lung was saying, I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea, but apparently he's the only one. So we're going to go ahead and at least look at this. Now, we're talking about making these changes, but it sounds like they could be temporary. If the idea doesn't work, it's a pilot.
Right.
You can go back pretty easily, right?
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think they can reconfigure things pretty easily if things don't work out very well. And one of those things that a lot of communities around the country, a lot of cities around the country are trying to make their downtown areas more walkable and easier to get around in. We'll see how this goes.
My experience, of course, my son attended the University of Kansas, and so we'd go up and visit there, and you'd go down on Massachusetts Avenue. I don't know what Aggieville is like in Manhattan. I haven't been there. But when you go downtown in Lawrence, you go behind the buildings, and there are some really nice, big, spacious city parking lots where you can park for free and just go right on the corner. You're there. Maybe, I'm not sure Wichita has a lot of that. We have a little bit down there, I guess.
We have a fair amount. I think there's more than we realize a lot of times with parking garages and things like that.
Well, you get out on
Everybody wants to park right in front of their door, that's for sure.
But you get out on Delano, and the thing that struck me, is I love Delano, and I love the angle parking, not parallel, but angle parking.
Right.
But good Lord, I'll tell you what, when you're backing out of one of those things, and those people are ripping down through there at 30 miles an hour, I'm surprised we haven't had more accidents, I'll just put it that way.
My man, you got to be careful, I'll tell you.
You got to slow down a little bit. I want to say a happy birthday today to somebody who's an acquaintance of mine. Ruth Holland is having a birthday.
Well, Ruth
Do you know Ruthie from Belle Plaine?
I don't know Ruthie from Belle Plaine.
Well, her husband is a guy named Gary Holland, who I've known since I was a wee lad. And Gary and I played basketball together over at West. And So Ruth is his wife, and she's a gracious, beautiful woman. And Gary does not deserve her. Let's just put it that way.
But anyway. Or maybe she doesn't deserve Gary.
No. Well, nice, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things with Gary. It's you can say bless your heart and you can meet it with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ruth.
Happy birthday, Ruth. Hey, today is National Education Support Professionals Day. In other words,
I like that.
We salute the secretaries, classroom aides, cafeteria workers, the maintenance workers, the bus drivers, everybody who's out there making it easier for our kids and to be educated and making it helping with the teachers and the educators and supporting National Education Support Professionals Day.
Unsung heroes. We can sing their praises today.
We had a couple of maintenance guys over at West, and I can't remember their names. One was named Marvin, I believe. And we just thought the world of those people. We loved them, and we treated them like they were with a lot of respect. So there you go.
That's good. That's really good.
Bill, it's 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on today's impeachment inquiry hearings. Jad's got sports this morning, right, Jad?
That's right, and we'll talk all about a new recruit making an announcement for KU basketball. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way as well.
That's right, I do. Yeah. An interesting day in music history and a follow-up from a Blur story that we had yesterday, all coming up on The Blur.
Traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.